runner-up finish here at the Rocky Wilton, got into the finals as a sophomore here. Pretty close match with Jared again. And talk about your match and your tournament this weekend.
Well, it was, you know, we're going to wrestle each other about five times in the next 8 days, you know. So it's pretty repetitive, and we just know what each other likes to do. So it's really tough to see. He always finds new things on his feet, and I just felt like I played too defensive, and I need to definitely try to step it up on the offense side.
Well, I guess other than wrestling him, you got to wrestle some different types of wrestling here, and how'd you feel that you were able to work with that this weekend?
Well, like I said, it's just, you just got to kind of study what they do. It's like, because I have a few moves that I'm just really good at, and he's like on top, and he just, you know, plays so defensive to him on bottom, and he can beat me on my feet. So that's where I usually lose, is on my feet against him. I got to work on that.
Well, toward the final stretch coming up here, are you pretty happy where you're at so far this year?
Yeah, it's been a really good year so far. That's loss number three on the season, and I see a pretty bright future for the next 2 years.
Yeah, and I guess looking ahead, you got league, like you mentioned, see Jarrett twice, and then regionals, you go to Eldorado. Is that kind of nice? You guys are in separate regionals this year?
Yeah, definitely, because I got a really tough regional either way, but it's really nice because I may end up seeing him in the state tournament depending where I finish up on regionals, and yeah, that'd be number five that I see him, and it's just so hard to wrestle him so many times. It just gets to where it's just a grind, just nobody really so defensive.